What's up, hip-hop fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip-hop music in 2019. I'm your host, Kyle French, hip-hop and the enthusiast. We're up here in the UConn Student Union. Shout out to WHUS and the UConn Radio Network for putting me on. Today is Thursday, January 17th, and in today's episode, we're getting into Burlington, Vermont's own 99 Neighbors, a region we don't hear a whole lot of hip-hop music from, but they dropped an album to kick off 2019 titled Television, and we're going to get into that. And since I don't have a second album I'm dying to discuss today, we're going to preview Revenge of the Dreamers 3 and talk about the crazy recording sessions that have been going down out in Atlanta for that project. I think it's fair to say everybody from hardcore J. Cole stans to people who just don't even care for the guy's music have at least gotten caught up in the hype of ROTD3 and all the artists coming through for it. So we'll break that down. We got another edition of Hot in the Streets Song of the Week, this time coming from a guest who has actually made an appearance on the show. That's right, friend of the program dropping some heat this week. We'll play that towards the end. And we'll also get into our new music announcements, looking over the newest drops of the year, and we'll look forward to see what's dropping tomorrow. So that's what we'll be doing today. If you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe on the Apple Podcast app and or on iTunes. If you're looking for more content, you can always find me on Instagram at HipHopEnth, HipHopEnth. Blog type material on there, daily posts, any feedback, questions, requests you have about either the page or the show, the podcast here, hit me up on there. That's the best place to reach me. But let's get into the material now. First up, we have Television by 99 Neighbors. Like I said, a local Burlington, Vermont trio, but the group seems to be growing into a whole team, growing by the day. Primary group members consist of Hank Native and Sam Polino, who handle the vocalist duties, rapping and singing all over this album. And Samba is the third member who is responsible for the production and composition behind the group's sound. And he's likely the most essential piece to the operation. And then you've got 10 more creative minds listed on their website as contributors, whether it be from a performing arts standpoint or things like marketing, management, video, graphics, etc. So it's a whole squad, and the group's primary focus is on different arrangements of, you know, positive, vibey electronic sounds blended with trendy modern production techniques like auto-tune, synthetic drums, lots of additive bells and whistles leaning towards the electronic alternative side, and they deliver much of their material with emphasis on emotion and first-hand personal accounts. And I'm going to stop there. Is this starting to remind you of anybody? Because to me, it's sounding awfully similar to the boy band who jumped in and dominated the scene in 2017, that being the infamous Brockhampton that I've spoken so highly of on the show. And just like that intro, you'll get moments of deja vu all day long listening to this album Television. The amount of times I stopped dead in my tracks thinking, this sounds nearly exactly the same as something I've already heard, was uncanny. 99 Neighbors are obvious descendants of the Kanye West tree. You'll hear acts like Odd Future, Brockhampton, modern Chicago rappers like Chance the Rapper, Vic Mensa, Tokyo, etc. just come bleeding through seemingly everywhere. It only takes 10 seconds into the opener, Champion, and I could already hear Kanye West's Dark Fantasy pulsing in the back of my head. Souped up reverb, auto-tune, backed by densely layered vocals over a minimalistic, stripped-down, synthetic melody. It's a shot-for-shot remake of how Kanye opened his album My Dark Twisted Fantasy in 2010. And because of how eerily similar the two are, I'm actually going to play short clips of both those intros right here just to solidify this comparison. So here's a quick reminder as to how Kanye's intro went with the track Dark Fantasy. Can we get much higher? And then this is how 99 Neighbors kicks off their album with the track Champion. Look me in my eye. I'm still alive.
Tell me what you see.
I mean, come on. When I said shot for shot, I wasn't lying. It's so aggressively similar, it's almost daring listeners to not call them out on it. And I'm sure this is just a sheer coincidence, but I even played the exact same segment from each song there. The same exact 20 seconds from mark 34 to 54 on the same point on the track. And also coincidentally, Kanye West also has a very popular song titled Champion. But again, some of those are definitely coincidences. And hey, they like Kanye and are influenced by him. So what? Isn't like half the industry under that umbrella? So what's the big deal, right? Next track, Champion Reprise. And this one is a complete ripoff of Frank Ocean's Blonde era. A sensitive, half-spoken, half-sung, acoustic-esque song backed by a singular guitar speaking to an estranged lover about how times have changed but the magic they had will live forever. Where have I heard a song like that before? Oh yeah, Blonde by Frank Ocean popularized that song structure. And you know what album had a track serving as a reprise to an earlier heard song? Probably the only one that I can even think of. And I bet you can guess what it is this time too. Blonde by Frank Ocean with Solo and Solo Reprise. I thought I was going insane for a while listening to this album because of how just eerily similar these tracks were to other tracks. And I won't expose every one of these copycat performances in detail, but it does persist throughout the album, unfortunately. Hank Native on the song Facts, while it does have an incredibly catchy chorus that you can't help sing along to, it draws insane comparisons to Rex Life Raj. And the song Redrum, we see Sam doing his best Tyler the Creator imitation. And just to play up the comparison further, they bring on a guest rapper, Swank, who drops in to play the exact role Domo Genesis would fill in a song alongside Tyler, the Creator. And the Brockhampton alignment that I referred to earlier, that comes to the surface on songs like Damage. It's just impossible to ignore the blatant influences to their sound and style, but I also don't want to tear these guys down by any means. From what I can tell, these guys are barely 20 years old, some of them younger, and it's no small feat to be able to emulate some of the greats of our generation. Now, is it ideal? No. But if you could sit around with your friends in your house, cook up some songs in your bedroom, and make shit that sounds like Kanye West or Frank Ocean or Odd Future, then you did something pretty special as far as, you know, aspiring amateur musicians go. And it's hard to hate on their do-it-yourself creative passion. You can definitely hear the bond they formed by coming together through music. The group often struggles to pen the extravagant song concepts that would best accompany their production, but getting bars off about how awesome it is to chase your dreams with the homies, it's pleasant, it's heartwarming, you're not gonna hate it. There's not much of a musical statement to this album other than that. You know, no overarching themes or pressing topics, just a bunch of young kids making music for fun, and there's no harm there. And sometimes they are nice, like verses like the ones on the intro Champion, which yes, I ridiculed it earlier, but those verses show off a nice duality between somber reflection and constant forward momentum. You pick up context clues to start, you know, glue together the characters that you're hearing on the album. Both Sam Paulino and Hank Native are talking about mistakes they've made in the past, traumatic situations they've dealt with. They kind of are just acknowledging some of the things that they probably didn't do right in their youth, but they're now correcting. They've now kind of found a way through music, and they're going to push forward with that direction. And stuff like that's refreshing. And the outro, Crash, caught my attention as well. Easily the most dynamic song, in my opinion, with new directions and voices emerging left and right. A lot of progression throughout the song. It's constantly transforming, but also holding on to a central idea of finding one's way. All pieces maintain this like lucid, half-conscious, dreamy mind state, and I was definitely vibing with that. Aiden Ausby dominates the song, and honestly, he was my favorite performer on the project as a whole. Even though he's not one of those primary three guys, he's a singer. He's like exclusively an R&B singer. You're not going to hear bars from him, but he's got some pipes to show off, and I think he's the most promising songwriter of the bunch. It'd be interesting to see if they incorporate him more moving forward. And I hate to keep piling on the comparison, but he is to 99 Neighbors what Bareface was to Brockhampton early on. My final thoughts, though, are Television definitely would have benefited For a more specific vision and endgame, it's a little playlisty. You can listen to it in any order, not much changes. There's a lot of different characters thrown into the mix, seemingly haphazardly. I have confidence they're going to continue to grow and evolve. Hopefully they can get off this copycat wave and focus in on making a more complete original album. I definitely don't love what I heard from 99 Neighbors, but they've certainly done enough to get bookmarked. I'll be keeping tabs on them, and I'll let you guys know if anything changes. My favorite tracks on here were Damage, Crash, and Champion. My least favorite tracks were Work and Lock and Key. I would recommend if you like Brockhampton, Kanye West, or Odd Future. And this album is a 5.5 out of 10 as far as I'm concerned. I'll play two tracks. I'm going to play more of that intro track, Champion, you heard a little bit of earlier. And then I'm also going to play some pieces of the outro, Crash. So from 99 Neighbors off their new 2019 album, Television, this is Champion and Crash.
Head above water, but I'm in too deep. Tossing, turning my sheets. I need TLC when I creep. I got skeletons in my closet. Taking medicine out my cabinets. Got a lot of dead homies, and I know they're waiting for me. Since 97, I've been striving for greatness. To the day's end, till I can't breathe and the lights off. 6 feet deep in the pavement. Tell me what the fuck I look like. I'm an outsider on the inside. Want me to talk like this, but I walk like that. But I'd rather watch paint dry. Stuck between a rock and a fucking hard spot. I'ma keep trying till my fucking heart pop. Lord, take me if I never made my mama proud. Until then, I'ma hold it down so I keep my head above water. And I'ma tread lightly. For a minute I was sinking, still thinking I'ma die at the perfect time. Hitting 89 on the 105, I might crash. 99 on my dash, safe to say I don't care. Day to day I'm all in, waking bake with my friends. Almost a high school dropout, but I'm up now. Can't stop, what the fuck now? Still independent, if you wanna come and get it, cause I'm headed to the top now. Way too sick when I hop on the beat. Anything goes when I tap into me. I was down for the count, but running in the ramp. Head to the ground with the blood on the sink. Oh, I'm a champion, champion,
I'm a champion, I'm a champion in my dreams.
Turn out my lights for hours, spike the light bulbs, awake through nightfall again. Couldn't demonstrate what's been going through my head. It's a pretty dark place, bitch, I could've been dead. Did lose friends, did lose fam, did waste time, and I probably will again. Least I can get this shit off of my chest. It's a lot up on the line when you work with your friends. A lot of time in life wasn't really well spent. Pressure like a knife to the side of my head, if the tip breaks skin, let that bitch sink in. Guarantee I'm still the best that's alive or dead. From behind all the kids in my class to my name on the map, it's insane, but it's fact. Made a name for myself and a lane for myself, and the damn thing held me back. I'm a champion, I'm a champion, I'm a champion in my streets. Came from a broke home, Goodwill clothes, now I'm grown. With my dad, homie kicks on my feet, with a life this be. R.I.P. Tell every other nigga that he ain't like me. Got a heavy heart from the loss in my heart to come out when I open up a little bit of me. Hey.
Be fine, baby. Be fine, baby. Be fine.
You just heard Champion and Crash from 99 Neighbors off their new album, Television. Very accessible, very receptive content right there. If you're a fringe music fan, if you're not looking for super underground, super experimental, inventive rap music, this could be right up your alley. And I don't mean that in a condescending way to the group or to just music fans in general. I just think that if you're not a diehard, if you're not looking for like really individualistic sounds, then this could be perfect for you. It could be exactly what you're looking for. So Television, 99 Neighbors, that's the only album we're reviewing on the show today. And I want to spend the next chunk of time talking about J. Cole and the Revenge of the Dreamers 3 recording sessions. It's been madness going down in Atlanta. For some background, Revenge of the Dreamers, this series that's been going on, it was started by J. Cole and his Dreamville label. They put out, obviously, 1 and 2. They kept pretty much everything in-house, no guest features. It was really to highlight their own artists. And a lot of the songs that came off Revenge of the Dreamers 2, for example, ended up being some of the better songs on their solo efforts that would roll out over the next year or so. They've used it as a jumping-off point and a way for the whole group to come together, inspire each other, and take a few weeks and try to make the best music they can. And for the most part, it's worked for the label. But you know J. Cole, he doesn't like collaborating with a lot of people. He doesn't have features on his albums. He didn't really start doing features on other people's albums until obviously 2018 was a huge change of events and he started showing up everywhere. But prior to this, he's really been focused on staying in-house, keeping everything tight to the chest, working with a small group, but not Revenge of the Dreamers 3. Revenge of the Dreamers 3 has been craziness. You started seeing people posting, you know, social media pics or tweeting about, I'm in Atlanta at the Revenge of the Dreamers 3 recording sessions. This shit is crazy. It's magical out here. Then you start seeing these flyers pop up and you get this Revenge 3 logo. And at the top, it'll list someone's name with the quote, your presence and participation is requested for the recording sessions of the upcoming compilation album, Revenge of the Dreamers 3. So it's simultaneously an invitation to different rappers across the country, across all subgenres of hip-hop to come together and work on this project. And it's also a marketing campaign. Absolute genius right here from the Dreamville label. And I remember the first couple guys I saw show up there. I remember seeing Westside Gunn post a picture of him and Benny the Butcher at Revenge of the Dreamers 3. And I'm like, these guys have never really worked together. Griselda, while they're a huge deal up in New York, and I think they should be a huge deal everywhere, they're still pretty underground, and they're showing up there, and I'm like, something's going on here. Next, you see Big Crit come through, and now everybody's starting to take note of this, and before you know it, it's just an avalanche of names and social media posts. Akon, Benny the Butcher, Big Crit, BJ the Chicago Kid, Buddy, Currency, DJ Khaled, Isaiah Rashad, Kenny Beats, Mike Will Made It, No Name, Saba, Smino, Rhapsody, Sir, Ski Mask the Slump God, Sid, T.I., Wale, Young M.A., Young Nudie, Black, Ninth Wonder. I mean, the names go on and on and on. And this is already adding to a solid Dreamville roster, which obviously features J. Cole, his label mates that we've heard on the series before, Boz, Lute, Kaz, Ari Lennox, Omen. And then you also have to add into the fold J.I.D. and the Earth Gang duo, which were not part of the label as of the last Revenge of the Dreamers project. So this is going to be crazy when it drops. And now obviously they can't include everybody I just named and the 50 other people that are on this list that showed up into the album. They're not going to have a 100-track album, but they're going to trim it down. And I'm sure we're going to get the best of the best. And I can't wait to see who makes it, because that's another element of this that makes this upcoming album so exciting, is you don't know who's going to be on. I mean, yeah, you assume the Dreamville guys, but after that, I mean, you're picking out of a hat with 60 names, maybe 70, 80 tracks that could be out there. So you really don't know what's coming. And on top of that, it seems like everybody left these sessions and left this Atlanta recording booth with the same perception of how things went. Everyone agrees it was like a life-changing, transforming experience. I mean, J. Cole's tweeting about how he's crying writing verses because it's just some of the most positive energy he's ever been around. J.I.D. just put up an Instagram post today talking about, you know, we didn't know this, but he said like 2018, despite all his success, was one of the toughest years for him. He didn't talk about why he didn't get into that, but he said that this week in early January recording this album like dug him out of that hole. Like everyone's coming out of this with crazy like revelations. And if the album ends up anywhere close to as incredible as people are describing these sessions, it's going to be like an AOTY contender on drop. So I'm definitely hyped for this. I have no idea when it's coming. There have not really been any rumors about that, but definitely obviously in 2019. I would think like springtime, maybe March, April, around then. But hopefully sooner. I mean, J. Cole has really switched up the way he rolls out albums. Obviously, KOD had like a 5-day rollout, live concert a week in advance type thing. And that has been my biggest takeaway from this whole situation. J. Cole's transformation as an artist and what it could potentially mean and the impact it could have on just general hip-hop audiences and the influence he wields over a lot of young minds getting into the genre. As late as like 2016 when he dropped For Your Eyes Only, he really represented the old traditional ways of going about making rap music, and he was very stubbornly stuck in those ways. He openly criticized the youth. He openly criticized the Lil Whatevers. He dropped diss tracks towards them. He was the face of modern lyrical rap, and he would rap like that was the only way to go about the business. And he was the savior to everyone who didn't want to accept the change, who didn't want to accept this new direction that hip-hop has been going in the past, I don't know, 5 to 10 years. And if you've talked music, and specifically rap music, with anybody recently, you can immediately find out what type of person they are. And a lot of people will say, oh, I hate that new trap shit. Screw mumble rap. That stuff sucks. Like, you know, rap was better in the 90s. And whether that's true or not, like, is besides the point, but you always knew one thing. Those guys were going to hang their hat on J. Cole and say, you know, him and Kendrick are keeping hip-hop alive. And that closed-minded, shut-off-from-change ideology, I felt was, like, flooding into so many young rap listeners' minds. And with J. Cole perpetuating that image and being one of, if not the most popular rap artist in the game, well, I guess he wasn't because Drake is a thing, but he was debatably the second most popular rapper alive for the past 5 years. He wields a lot of influence, and I felt like he was using it in somewhat the wrong direction, even if he was one of my favorite artists doing it. And then, obviously, in 2018, he drops KOD, embraces the new sound, switches up his flow. All of a sudden, he's very receptive to working with the young generation, trying to pick them up and push them forward. He's shown up on everybody's albums. Guys like 21 Savage, Moneybagg Yo, some very unexpected songs he'd get on. And given his immense influence, I'm hoping that he was able to wield that power and convert a lot of listeners over to a more open-minded ideology. And I don't even mean like getting people to embrace trap music, because it's not about what's hot now. It's about the ideology of being either open-minded or closed-minded. If you're shut off and all you want to hear is stuff like J. Cole or people rhyme like they did in the 90s, no matter what it is, you're just not going to be about it. So opening people's minds in the way that J. Cole has in the past calendar year, I think could be essential to hip-hop moving forward. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's one of the greatest artists to ever live, because he's not. But with power comes responsibility, and if he's able to use his platform as one of the most popular artists in the game to help point people in the right direction and help hip-hop moving forward, I think that could be, you know, a lasting mark on his legacy. And yes, I get it. A million other acts probably represent change, individuality, and invention better than J. Cole, but few can get fans of the genre to embrace those qualities to the degree he can. So shout out to Cole. Hopefully this Revenge of the Dreamers 3 collaboration album becomes everything people are saying it can be. And I can finally say I am very comfortable with the rap game in J. Cole's hands. the future's bright. It always has been. And hopefully more people will realize that now that they've seen J. Cole go through this change in phase very publicly. So that's what's been on my mind. Hopefully you guys found that interesting. Hopefully you guys share some of the same opinions on this topic. And hopefully you're looking forward to ROTD3 coming out, because I sure am. But it's time to get into our Hot in the Streets song of the week. And I foreshadowed it a little bit earlier on in the episode in the intro, saying it is from a guest of the show, and that it is. Our song of the week comes to us courtesy of Mario512 is the name he's going by now. You may remember Mario was on a minute ago talking about RIP XXXTentacion when X passed away back in the summer. And he talked a little bit about music he was working on, an album that was going to be forthcoming. I pressed him on a release date. He said December 7th. He was lying. But his first single, his first track I've ever heard from him, is now officially available on, I believe, all streaming services. Definitely on Spotify and Apple Music, because I've listened to it on both. And the name of the track is Eastside CO Gang. It's a very G-Funk, OG West Coast influenced track. A beat you could hear guys like Snoop Dogg all over. I could hear a rapper like The Game all over this as well. And growing up in Compton, California, and idolizing Schoolboy Q, Mario sticks to his themes. There's a lot of gangster rap and street rap references on here. I liken a lot of the subject material to a young Vince Staples, or even a Vince Staples from his newest mini album, FM. Mario doesn't like the comparison, but he got to deal with it because it's facts. And although his voice is much different and his content is much different, I think his flow actually sounds reminiscent of Tupac. So you can tell by the comparisons I'm making. It's some West Coast OG shit. And I'm just going to play the track. This is Eastside CO Gang by Mario512.
Fuck a bitch is my motto. Unload my hollows. In too deep in this game, far from the shallows. This world got me tripping, sleeping with the clipping, tweaking out my window, thinking everyone's against me, so I'm dumping. I ain't taking nothing. You chumps that wanna get the bug and break you off something. I'm losing my mind, losing my head. Tell me, will I shine, or will they see me dead? This military life, life that I live. Salute the five-star general and ride to the dead. Like my boy Mo and my dog Pone. Dirty dog across the street, come and let them know. I'm sucker ducking every last motherfucking fake. I roll with G's to put the bacon on the plate, boy. And I ain't with that bullshit. I keep the shit 100. So fuck you, scandalous ass tricks. A solid little homie from the gang. 20 years of age in the pen, I'm just doing my thing. We say good things don't last long, true. Just found out today another fool be breaking my bitch off. That's cool, I'll be home about a month. Up in them guts, doing whatever the motherfuck I want. Like my homie Patches pippin' on my stun, blowin' the blunt, dippin' in the bendle with the system and funds. Reminiscing on the time that I was live. P-Town Sharks gang closer with my boy Little Hives. Ain't young buck, camo hungry from the click. Tweety little solo Bobby strappin' about the game related shit. But his brother's in my purple cage. I'm tryna remain sane, injecting my veins so I can fly away. His inspector, is it real? Everywhere around my town, haters want me killed. You probably do too, so homie, fuck you. Evil side, CO gang, what you gon' do? This rapping shit's a gift. Dog, not a hobby. Been banging on these clowns since juvenile. Hard G, Windsor County Blues. Now with CDC, soaking in my mama's tears. Cause what the streets did to me, it seems like everything around me's fake. The same type of conversation every single day. It ain't a damn thing changed, it's still a G thing. The only thing that's different is you gotta peep game on these fake ass niggas' faces with no name. The flow so hot like a bullet close range. Pierce the vein, ease the pain, move me down the bang. All my dogs rugged raw from the lonely gang. I do it so good, cause boy I'm so hood. Fucking all my girlfriends' feelings, getting shook off a player like me. I keep it so clean. Priest 501s in my hush puppies. Living in the slop side, but I bang the east. Snitch is gonna drop dimes, I'ma keep it G. Surrounded by these fake ass fools and wannabes. If you wanna be a G,
that's Eastside CO Gang by Mario512. If you want the full song, you can check it out, like I said, on all streaming services. And he told me he's got another single on the way and a 4 or 5 song EP coming very soon, possibly in January. So shout out to Mario actually making it happen. He was starting to make me nervous, making me think he was bluffing this whole time and didn't have bars. But he does. So shout out to Mario. Maybe we'll get him back on the show when the EP drops. And that's almost a wrap for the show today. We just got to get into our new music announcements. Get everybody caught up on what's dropping and what's soon to be dropping. So just last Friday, January 11th, we got I'm Surrounded by Idiots by Lance Shapiro, Mind of a Man by Justo the MC and Meticulous. Those are the two I'll probably be going over on next week's episode, so look forward to that. We also got Connected by Wi-Fi's Funeral and Rob Banks, Bosky 2 by Comethazine, and Turn Up God's Tour by Waka Flocka Flame. And then coming tomorrow, Friday, January 18th, we're getting The Wizard by Future. We're getting Malibu Ken by Aesop Rock, Free Sweatpants by Blockhead, and Assume Form by James Blake. James Blake, not really a hip-hop artist, but I'm going to throw him in here because he's been featured on Travis Scott songs. Travis Scott and Metro Boomin will both be featured on his forthcoming album. And James Blake, just simply dope. So I had to include him. Those are the four albums I'll be listening to tomorrow for sure. Looking forward to all of them for different reasons. But I'll be getting back to you guys with at least two of them, probably 2 weeks' time. We'll have album reviews for a couple of those. And with those new music announcements, another episode of the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast is in the books. That's all I got for today. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for more content. And I'll keep coming with the reviews, with the news, with the new music announcements, with the hot tracks. We'll have all of it once again next week, week after week. Episodes should be dropping Saturday, Sunday, every weekend. You can expect that from here on out. Just a quick 40 minutes of your time. Throw it on in the car. Throw it on while you're at work. Whatever you're doing. And you'll stay caught up. You'll be the king of the aux cord. You'll know everything going on in hip-hop culture. That's just what we do here on the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. So that's all I've got for today. I'll see you guys next week for more reviews. Can't wait. Peace.